Books on Tape presents The Walk-In by Gary Burnson and Ralph Bazzulo. Read by Robertson Dean. Chapter 1. September 4th through 5th.
Maggie's going to be disappointed, he thought as he pushed through Muscat's narrow, crowded, dusty, Rui High Street, brushing white-robed Arabs and South Asian laborers from Pakistan and Bangladesh, dodging white and orange taxis that crept through the pedestrian melee. And I don't blame her.
It was 7:45 p.m. exactly, a little more than 4 hours till the 5th. Air conditioners straining to cool the jewelry and electronic shops along the souk exhaled stale, hot air, adding more bite to the rabid 95-degree heat. September in the Sultanate of Oman was a bitch. Matt Freed took a quick glance over his shoulder to check that dark-haired Cody still followed on the other side of the street. They'd been on foot for more than an hour. Neither had detected hostile surveillance. At 38, Matt was a solid 6'1" with sandy hair and light brown eyes. An intense high-kilowatt current seemed to run through his body and beam from his eyes. Otherwise, he was unremarkable. Nice-looking, but not handsome. Alert, but not studied. Conventionally dressed in a short-sleeved cotton shirt and khakis. He could easily pass for an Irish oil field worker, Swedish SAS pilot, American engineer, German businessman, and had used all four identities. At a kebab stand, Matt made a sharp turn into an alley, jostling the loaded Glock he carried in his canvas briefcase. Almost immediately, a young Arab man in a white Izod shirt standing outside of